The Lord's peace be with you, heart dwellers. Last night I really blew it. I've been abstaining from the news. And just before I went to bed, really productive night, my husband told me the FBI had raided and taken over Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's residence. That did it. I couldn't keep my nose out of the news. I had to see. It was just too much for me. So I stayed up doing that and went to bed later than I needed to. The Lord set a schedule for me so I could have more prayer time during the day, and going to bed earlier was part of that. Even when I was booting up, a rhema that appeared and said, "My child, few men live in peace of conscience and spiritual joy, because few love to withdraw from the crowd and dwell alone with Jesus." And I thought, okay, I hear you, Lord, but please, I can't stand it. I've got to see what happened. And I knew the Lord was chiding me. But in my lust for information, I could not deny myself, or so I said. So I went to bed late and woke up to the telephone ringing at the appointed time the Lord had asked me to get up at, a little bit early. And of course, I was very tired. And what woke me up was a little boy in Trinidad playing with the telephone. So it rang and rang and rang and hung up. Then it rang and rang and rang and hung up. And it did the same thing three times. And I thought, Lord, I know you're trying to get me out of bed, but I am just exhausted. So I went back to sleep. Well, 2 hours later, I woke up from a terrible, terrible nightmare. And I knew the Lord had lifted his protection and covering over my dreams because I didn't obey him and get out of bed when I needed to. So I had to come to him repentant today. And I wanted to share with you that I do blow it, and he does forgive. He forgave me finally. After worship, he said, "I forgive you." And I just felt bad. And I said, "Thank you for forgiving me, Lord." "What else can I do?" he said. "Leave you sweltering in your guilt?" Well, Lord, I see presumption here, and it hurts me to think that I'm presuming on your grace and mercy. He replied, "It hurts me too, for it is a sign of contempt, almost as if you were saying, 'I don't care, I've just got to do it this way.' Isn't that true?" "It is, Lord. Truly, I gave in to my weakness rather than withstanding that temptation." He continued, "You are weak and still learning. This keeps you humble. To all of you, my people, I say that your weaknesses keep you humble. Rather than forging ahead on your own steam, you must watch yourself very carefully." At that moment, in the vision, I saw a bridge for trains. It was spanning a very deep chasm, and at the bottom were the bones of those who met with death, and they were shining with the sunlight on them. It was on the shore of a river, and in the river were crocodiles, obviously hoping for another accident and another victim falling to their death, their next meal. And the Lord answered me and said, "Truly, that is the bridge of presumption, which comes in many forms. There is the presumption of the self-confident who feel they have it all down and are in need of nothing. There is the presumption of the wicked who think, 'I do not see or hear them.' Then there's the presumption of my bride, who does not fight the good fight against temptation, but gives in, thinking it's just not worth the effort to please me by denying herself some small indulgence when she knows I want her to abstain. And then there's the presumption of the lukewarm, who are counting on the grace of salvation, so they do not put forth any effort at all. These are all extremely distasteful to me, Claire. I want you to conquer this sin in your character, Claire. Last night was a test. I gave you the opportunity to deny yourself and honor me, and you blasted right through that because it was a powerful temptation. Beloved, if you truly love me, you must conquer this for love of me. There are times when you're overpowered by a temptation, and I allow it to humble you. Last night was borderline. As the demons watched you defer to your weakness, they all laughed. And then in the morning, I failed again when you tried to get me out of bed on time. He read my thoughts. Yes, it is very much like a dog chasing a bone. I was having an image from a film scene of a courtroom. The defense, to prove their point about a man who had the mentality of a dog suddenly and could not control himself, threw something across the courtroom floor. And the man, the defendant, jumped down on all fours and chased it, barking all the way. I've been told before that I was the laughingstock to demons because of my great weakness. I think of that often when I'm trying to get a hold of myself. And the Lord continued, the demons read your weaknesses like a well-done cartoon. The point I wish to make is that every time you overcome yourself, you become a little stronger in that area until you're basically impervious to that kind of temptation. And conversely, when you give in to a temptation, you become weaker. So please, my brides, exercise that self-control before you fall lower and lose your self-control altogether. You made a good point. If you can do it, others can do it as well. And I would like for you all to be a better example. Where does the self-control come from? It is a grace available to all of you, but especially strong for those who really love me and want to make me smile. Please make me smile. My very little ones, please put forth the effort to make me smile because you care so much. It does my heart a great deal of good. Well, I just finished this message, and one of the brothers in the room said the exact same thing happened to him last night. He was going to give the Lord 2 hours of prayer, and then all of a sudden this thing came up about Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago being taken over by the FBI and searching, and that was it. He could not hold his curiosity back, and he ended up spending that time checking the news instead of praying and being with the Lord. So I guess this is probably a universal problem, and that's why the Lord has allowed it to surface, so I could share it with you. If you've got that kind of temptation, you're not alone, but the Lord will give us the grace to overcome ourselves. Amen.